This is Senator Al Simpson. Cutting the Social Security tax will not help to reduce the deficit. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, your liberal friend, Senator Pat Moynihan, has come up with a bill to roll back this year's Social Security tax increase. I'll fight that caper. There isn't a soul in the Congress who doesn't want to reduce the burden of Social Security, but where are we going to get that $55 billion it would cost to pay back the tax? The ratio of people taking benefit bucks out of the system keeps increasing faster than the number of folks putting bucks in. You don't have to be some math whiz to know that there won't be but a trickle left for our grandkids in the year 2030. Ted, fess up. Here is a political attack by you Democrats to try to get a very popular president to raise taxes. The American people don't want that. If you can't read Bush's lips, then read the people's lips. No new taxes for them, thank you.
Al, at least give Senator Pat Moynihan a little credit. He pointed out that the Emperor Simpson and the Reagan and Bush administrations have no clothes. For years, Republicans have been robbing the Social Security Trust Fund, taking billions of hard-earned tax dollars paid by working men and women for their retirement, and using those funds to cover up the federal deficit. If a private employer did that to a pension fund, Al, he'd go directly to jail. He wouldn't even pass go. Let's agree, Al. No more tampering by the Bush administration with Social Security trust funds. No more covering up the deficit by covering it over with Social Security surplus. Pat Moynihan scored one other direct hit, Al. He pointed out the unfair burden of the Social Security payroll tax on workers and the injustice of President Bush's capital gains tax cut for the rich. Not a bad day's work by Pat Moynihan, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the true course of the Panama invasion. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.